you tell us a little bit about the national activities in Singapore in response to the outbreak?
So I think Singapore used the traditional approach of isolation of the confirmed cases in the early parts of the outbreak. So this is a very traditional methods of social distancing, identifying who the cases are, making sure that we contact trace who they have been in contact with, and then making sure those people that have been in possible contact are identified, isolated, and monitored daily for whether in terms of temperature, whether they have any symptoms that they are coming down with an infection. And then from there, treat the individuals that are infected in an environment that is clinically sound and supportive of any progression or escalation in their clinical symptoms. One other response that has worked well with regards to contact tracing is actually the multi-sectoral cooperation that we have seen. Traditionally, contact tracing has been the mandate of people in the health sector. But given the scale of the problem and the complexity of people movement that we are seeing in Singapore, actually the police have been roped in to work with the health sector to identify possible contacts. And it's not just regular police, it's actually the criminal detectives that are being roped in. These are people with specific training to look at evidence, to look at piecing together very sparse information, including plowing through CCTV footages to really trace the movement patterns, the interaction patterns of a confirmed case with the rest of society. This multi-sectoral cooperation has been important and instrumental in addressing and closing some of the gaps that we see. Now, I think the other area that has worked quite well is really in terms of having a trusted source of communication to the general public. And we see that in terms of the daily reports that are published and available online. That happens between 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Equally, there is a trusted platform where individuals can sign up to receive WhatsApp messages that comes directly to the phone up to 2 to 3 times a day that talks about the current situation that's happening within the country, that talks about what are the new enforcement measures that are put in place, and thirdly, it sends regular reminders of what are the individual responsibility in terms of not touching your face, in terms of constantly washing your hands, wear a mask if only you're feeling unwell, and so on. What does the School of Public Health have to contribute in times like this? We actually have people who are very good in communication. Public health communication is one of the key elements in traditional schools of public health. If we understand the society of populations, how do we make use of that information, of that understanding, to actually transmit the necessary precautions to the public such that they react in a personally responsible way? Equally, schools of public health have modelers that are able to use mathematics, statistics, and very clever computing to piece together information that look at what has happened is able to inform what is going to happen in the future.
I understand that the Singapore government made the decision to give each household 4 face masks. Can you tell us a bit about the communication strategy that went with that approach?
Right. So first, we could start off with the rationale why the government decided to give face mask to the public from its national stockpile. And it was really because the government sensed that there was a lot of public anxiety around the inability to access to buy face mask in the market. And individuals had that degree of fear that they are being put in a compromising situation just because they do not have face mask. The government decided in that span that they need to address and to calm the society down. So they announced publicly that the government will dig into its national stockpile and give every household 4 face masks. But what is important, it's not just the act of giving 4 face masks, it is important to also look at the accompanying statement that was released as well, which is these 4 face masks are meant for individuals to use only when they are not feeling well, when they are ill, when they may have symptoms, flu-like symptoms. This is important because the message here is very clear that you use the face mask only when you are ill and you don't wear a face mask if you are well, and just because you're going to a crowded place, you feel that it confers additional protection. What does the face mask actually do? And more importantly, what is the sense of false confidence that the face mask, wearing a face mask, actually gives to the individual? If by wearing a face mask, an individual now takes on more risky behavior and take on less preventive measures, such as regular washing of hands with soap, I think that becomes a much greater challenge. I think the communication strategies have been one of the approaches that have been very dedicated, as well as a lot of effort has been put into to make sure that the communication is done well. Then the third area is really in terms of preparing the society as a whole to respond to this outbreak. And in terms of preparing the society, this is where there is the fiscal measure to make sure that there is no financial disincentive for people to step forward if they believe that they are suspected of being infected, whether it is to minimize the impact on their daily livelihood or to minimize the impact as from the need to seek treatment. The fiscal policy on the confirmed cases is clearly one area that has been put in place. The second area is actually to try and minimize the long-term impact that this outbreak will have on trade, on businesses, on individuals who are employed by reducing their financial burden and increasing liquidity in the society. So this is where interest rates are being cut. This is where particular subsidies are being put in place to help employers manage the cost of employing or continuing employing people within their workforce. So the fiscal policy, again, is one area that has implemented well.